I've been cooling my heels in the tire shop in town getting a flat tire fixed. Sitting here in the communal waiting room, I got pulled into the Cracker Barrel talk with a few fellow customers when the palaver turned to government excess, corporate greed, pharmaceutical warnings, healthcare costs, pretty much the gamut of modern grievances in this dystopian world we now live in. Did you know, for instance, that the government was dropping chemicals into the atmosphere to halt global warming? No? Or that John Wayne's lung cancer was caused by nuclear testing outside Las Vegas where he rode his horse? You could see the mushroom clouds from your hotel room on the strip. Did you know that arthritis was the result of wheat harvested after being sprayed with Roundup? That gluten intolerance was actually chemical poisoning? No, you hadn't heard that? Did you realize the EPA Superfund cleanup of the Duwamish River in Seattle got hauled a few miles north and dumped off Magnolia? You didn't? I bet you also didn't know the oyster farms up north were so polluted they couldn't grow baby oysters. No? Actually, it's partly true, but not because of pollution. It's because of acidification of the ocean. Bet you the chemtrail is causing it, along with celiac disease, irritable bowel syndrome, autism, and presidential neurosis. My tire repair didn't take long, but enough time to cover some fairly major conspiracies, from government experiments on us rodents to deep state cabals. My new friends didn't trust anybody or anything, although they did like their health care, which cost way too much, but it was better than what Trump and his pals were going to do. If I had said I liked rainbows, they'd have told me they were oil sheens reflecting off the atmospheric poisons, a sure sign I would have rheumatoid arthritis in a month. The world was a mess, and its leaders were evil. We were doomed. That was pretty much the gist of things. One guy said he was spending his grocery money to get the struts on his Honda fix. Had to do all four. Cost a fortune. Damn car companies anyway. Damn tire place, too. My tire guy saved me finally. Said he'd put my spare back up under the truck bed if I showed him where I'd hidden the gizmo that hoisted it up. I said I'd do it when I got home, but he said he might as well do it. Save me crawling on my back later. When the spare was in place, I asked what I owed. On the house, he said, no charge, sir. You know, and I knew too, after listening to my new pals in the waiting room. Some kind of tire conspiracy was at work. I'm still trying to figure out what their game is. Thank you.